Introduction. Hello, and welcome to All in the Past, Unique Topics in Genealogy and History. I'm Michael Thomas, your host. I have been a genealogist for over 3 decades, and have documented more than 26,000 cousins in my personal database. I am the U.S. genealogist for a Scottish clan, Clan Murray, specializing in Scottish history and all things related to Scottish and Irish clans, with a little bit of Viking history thrown in. I am a frequent contributor to the clan's newsletter and will include much of what I've written about in these programs, as well as what others have written. 2 websites that will give you more information as we go along are allinthepast.net, and it's allinthepast.net. These programs can be found on the blog page of allinthepast.net. You will find out more about me as the podcast progresses, but you can always contact me at allinthepastcast@gmail.com. Let's get started. The topic of this program is: Who am I? How, or the better question, why, did I become a genealogist? As I note in the podcast introduction, I have been working on my personal lineage, and that of my wife, for 30 years. We have ancestors in common several generations back, including Clan Murray, one of the better-known clans of Scotland. I am a retired high school applied technology teacher and technology coordinator, so I have always been involved in some form of communication. I supervised a communications center in the U.S. Army, and am a ham radio operator. I was a community newspaper publisher and prize-winning newsletter editor, and am now the secretary and newsletter editor for my local gun club. My father was in the U.S. Navy during World War II and came home to Colorado to earn a mechanical engineering degree at the University of Colorado in Boulder. He and my mother were married shortly before he graduated and took a job with American Smelting and Refining Co., ASARCO, in San Luis Potosí, Mexico. I was born in El Paso, Texas while he was training for his job. We lived in San Luis Potosí a few years, but my mother returned to Colorado and filed for divorce. After the divorce, my dad was promoted to plant engineer at the ASARCO smelter in Denver, his hometown. I grew up in Aurora, a suburb east of Denver, and live there today. I got my start in genealogy asking questions about my mother. I loved my stepmother dearly, but still felt like I was missing something. When my dad passed away in 1994 and my stepmother moved to Texas to be with her sister, I was having a little luck researching my paternal lines, but my maternal lines were a brick wall. I always joked that I didn't celebrate St. Patrick's Day because I was German. After I located my mother in 2005, she shared enough information to keep me busy, even through today. My maternal lines have since opened my research to ancestors all over the world. I have discovered kings and queens, archbishops and saints, Salem witches, Knights Templar, military leaders, noted artists and musicians, presidents and other political figures, and a host of people who have made important contributions around the world. I have also found my wife and I are cousins, with both our Scottish lines tracing to Freskin de Moravia, a Flemish knight and progenitor of several clans, including Clan Murray. Some genealogists, let's call them sorcerers, start with their own families and collect sources and family stories they can share with other family members. Since I don't have a family interested in sharing their stories and anecdotes, I am a collector, and believe, with or without sources, every ancestor who was born and lived deserves to be noted, hopefully to be found and researched at some point in the future by another genealogist.